message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
You people this morning, before his people and this August sanctuary and the people of God, I want you to know that God has been good. And I also want to appreciate our Father in the Lord, Senior Pastor of this great commission, Pastor Victor Kuforeji. Hallelujah. I celebrate you, Papa, and I pray that the Lord will bless you more and more in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. I also celebrate Mama, who always stands beside our Papa, supporting and being with him all through. May the Lord bless you, Ma, in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This morning we are continuing in our series on overcoming hindrances to open doors. Overcoming hindrances to open doors. And over the course of the weeks, we have established in all the teaching series this month that open doors is your portion in life. The desire of God, the plan of God for every child of his is for us to enjoy open doors. At no time will God want the door to be shut against you. At no time will he desire you not to be blessed. His desire on a daily basis is for you to enjoy open door. The book of Revelation chapter 3 verse 8 says 7 and 8 says, I know thy works. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door. I know thy works. God has set before you an open door. And no man can shut. For thou hast little strength and hast kept my word and hast not denied my name. God has opened before you an open door. Don't look at the circumstances and the situation that you are in now. Believe in your heart that God is taking you somewhere. Turn to your neighbor and say, God is taking me somewhere. Because he has set before you an open door. You are not designed to be a struggler. You are not designed to be struggling at all. It is not the plan of God. It is not the desire of God for you to be struggling, for you to be a struggler. No. The plan of God for you is to continually enjoy success. Is to continually enjoy breakthrough. May you enjoy success and breakthrough in life and destiny in the name of Jesus. However, there are some factors that can hinder open doors. There are some factors that can hinder doors from opening for a person. How many of us were here on Friday night? You were here on Friday night. Many of us that were not here on Friday night, we really missed. Because God moved mightily in our midst and blessed his people. And you know, Pastor Ebenezer was telling us different kind of doors. There are some doors that you need combination. You need more than one key to open it. There are some doors you need more than one key for you to open it. Many of us, we have that kind of doors in our house. Especially if you are from Lagos. When you want to enter some apartments in Lagos, you will first meet iron gate. Not the main house gate to apartment. You meet iron gate. After the iron gate, you meet a door. After the door, you meet sliding door. Do you want to tell me that only one key will open all the doors? No. The key that opens the kitchen door may not be the same key that will open the bedroom door. So if you have the key to the kitchen door, you don't have the key to the bedroom door, you may end up sleeping in the kitchen. Praise the Lord. So there are keys that open different doors and there are hindrances to doors being opened. And we'll be looking at all this morning. Our objective is to identify some of these hindrances and to deal with them. And I want to encourage you this morning, please be attentive. Because God is going to open you up to something that will cause you to recognize what you need to do to open your doors to your breakthroughs in the name of Jesus. Hindrance number one. Hindrances to open doors. Number one hindrance that we'll be looking at this morning is called ignorance. Say ignorance. Or what you can call lack of knowledge. That you go to school does not make you knowledgeable. You can have a BSc, MSc, HND, everything. Have everything together. In fact, it's possible you start from ND, HND, BSc, MSc, PhD. If there's anything after PhD, you have it. And yet, you lack knowledge. Yet, you are ignorant. Praise the Lord. And people say that ignorance is what? It's worse than a disease. It's a killer. Because there are some diseases that people live with and they live a normal life. But ignorance is worse than disease. It's a killer. Praise the Lord. Ignorance is a major hindrance to open doors. In the book of Hosea, chapter 4, verse 6. Hosea, chapter 4, verse 6. The Bible says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. In other words, this is not saying my people are managed for lack of knowledge. It's saying my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. In other words, lack of knowledge kills, it destroys. Because thou hast rejected what? Knowledge. God says, I will also reject, because God wants you to be knowledgeable. Praise the Lord. And you know, a lot of people, like I said earlier, go to school quite all right. There's nothing wrong in that. In fact, it's good. It's nice that you become educated. But there are people that are educated and yet they lack knowledge. They are ignorant. Or they choose to be ignorant. And because of that, doors to their blessings, to their breakthroughs are locked. Can I give you an example? Somebody that has PhD, maybe in pharmaceutical science or maybe in business admin or whatever. And he knows and has the knowledge that smoking is wrong. In fact, the people that manufacture cigarettes put it there that smokers are liable to do what? To die young. And this person is 45 years old. And there's a door that God has predestined that when he reaches 50, he's going to open to him. And he started smoking and smoking and smoking. And when he got to 48, developed some funny diseases and illness. Cancer, lung cancer. And when that door was to open, because of ill health, the door could not open. He could not access the door. May you access every open door that God is going to open to you in the name of Jesus. Ignorance is the act. Ignoramus is the person. What that person has done is called ignorance. But he himself is an ignoramus. May you not be an ignoramus in the name of Jesus. When a man is ignorant of what belongs to him, he cannot demand or assess it. That's another form of ignorance. When you don't have ignorance, you don't know what belongs to you. That thing may be what will lead you to your open door, but because you lack the understanding and the knowledge that this is mine, you may not demand or make an attempt to assess it. Praise the Lord. See, only fools hate knowledge. It's only fools that hate knowledge. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 22. Say, how long, ye simple ones? Proverbs 1:22. How long, ye simple one, will you love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. It is only fools that hate knowledge. Don't remain at the level where you don't seek for knowledge. Don't assume you already know, you have already arrived because of the little successes that God has brought your way. Strive for knowledge. Strive for knowledge. Increase in knowledge. There is something that is very common to almost every one of us. Most of the time, we look at the financial benefit of something rather than what we might benefit that is not actually tangible, that is not tangible. We look at the tangible, but we don't look at the intangibles. There are some things that are intangibles, but they have more values than the tangible things. Remember in those days when we want to go for high tea, we all look for companies where they will pay us big money. How many of us have you been there before? Say, I want to work in Shell. That's where I want to do my NYC. I want to do my IT. IT is supposed to be industrial training. You are supposed to be under training. But what you want is not training. What I want is money. Money. Ego. Kudi. Owo. That's what I want. And most often, when you find yourself in such organization, wonderful organizations, because of the structure and the things, the policies and all that, you will just be there. You will not have any knowledge. I once did IT in a similar organization. It took me months before they would even allow me to touch a single instrument. Because they say, oh, no, don't spoil it. This one costs $6 million. $6 million, don't touch it. This one is $15 million, don't touch it. So you will just be there. But there's another person who decided to go to another place where he or she is going to get knowledge. And after both of you have finished school, this person has acquired knowledge, this person has acquired money. Charlie, you get the money. And you go for interview. And you get to the place of interview. Both of you have 2-1 from good schools. Pass all the written aptitude. Then they say, do you know how to operate so and so? Since you said you did your high tea at so and so place. Charlie, they did not allow us. They were just... And this other person said, oh, of course, I could explain. And he, papa, he explained. Please, if you are the employer, who will you employ? The one that knows it. That is a door. Now, all the money that you make that time will become a shaking change to what he will be earning. Wisdom. Knowledge. Knowledge is powerful. Knowledge is powerful. Knowledge is powerful. Seek for knowledge. I'm not saying don't seek to earn what is good. Yes, but let knowledge be a priority. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. For example, you must know that one of the reasons for the death of Jesus is to make you prosperous. That's one of the reasons. The lack of knowledge that Jesus died poor so that I and you can be rich, can make a person not to access this wealth that is embedded in Jesus Christ. Even though that person, though the person is a believer. But because the person did not have this knowledge that Christ died poor so that I can be rich, that person can remain poor. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. The Bible says, for you know that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that you through his poverty might be what? Rich. The understanding of this scripture confers on you the power and the ability to access wealth. He says, I am the Lord thy God, I give thee the power to get wealth. But there is something you must do to access that power. That is to connect to Jesus. Now, having connected to God through Jesus, you don't know what is the benefit that you have. What is the hope of his calling? What are the things that God has packaged? The lack of this understanding makes that person to remain poor. So ignorance is deadly. Say, ignorance is deadly. And the cure for ignorance is to seek for knowledge passionately and consistently. That's the cure. It is only one cure. In this part of the world, we don't seek for knowledge. We don't seek for knowledge, and we also don't seek to give knowledge. Some people, when they know something, they don't want to teach another person. I always ask this. If it is for you and you alone, will God give you that knowledge? There's no knowledge that is given to you and you alone. It is for everyone. Seek for knowledge passionately and consistently, and you will be delivered from the evil of ignorance in the name of Jesus. Number 2, laziness. 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 Laziness closes the doors always, while hardworking brings you into open doors always. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs chapter 22 verse 29, seeth a man that is diligent in his business, he shall stand before kings, he shall not stand before men. Men means ordinary people. Laziness demotes. Hard work promotes. Like Papa would say, in my place. Papa always says this, in my place. There's a saying that hard work does not kill. Hard work does not kill. Hard work does not kill. You see, it depends on how you interpret what hard work is. Many people interpret hard work as suffering. No. Because you are hardworking does not mean you are suffering. Praise the Lord. Some people say, come on, you say it's suffering. So far, you are just suffering yourself. No. Hard work is not suffering. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Laziness lowers a person, while hard work raises a person. Laziness lowers a person. Hard work raises a person. God is a hard worker. Our Lord Jesus Christ is a hard worker. The book of John chapter 5 verse 17. Jesus answered them and said, my father worketh hitherto, and I work. My father, Jesus answered them and said, even my father God works. The Bible said, and God rested from his work on the seventh day. In other words, for God to rest, it means that he has work. He has done something that has exact something, that has taken something out. So if God works, if Jesus works, who are you and I not to be hardworking? Praise the Lord. Naturally, every boss will like people that are hardworking. And naturally, such bosses blesses people who are hardworking and diligent. Can I tell you this? You cannot have first class if you are not hardworking. It's not possible. You might be thinking, some people buy degree. It's difficult to buy first class. It's difficult. I don't know which school, but whatever school you can think of is difficult. I can tell you that. It's very difficult to buy first class. Because if you are a first class student, when the examiners are examined, they examine you twice what they examine the third class student. I've once been a lecturer and I can tell you this. Those that are lecturers among us can attest to this. They check the script of a first class student more than that of a third class. Why? Because you really want to be sure. And that's why in some departments they will even say, no, three people can have first class, let's reevaluate. You don't get first class by sleeping on the bed. I love reading stories about people that have first class or that are very successful. And when you ask every one of them, they will tell you, I burned the candles. I burned the night. I burned the night. I study hard. You can't assess success if you are not a hardworking person. You can't assess success. Many of us, we have footballers that we support and we say, I'm a fan of this person. I'm a fan of that person. And we shout and jump when they are doing their thing. But if you know what is behind the scene that these people go through, you will understand why they are where they are. Praise the Lord. And can I tell you this? It's more difficult to sustain success than to build success. Praise the Lord. I see God taking you to the place of success in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Number three, things that hinder or can hinder or is an hindrance to open door is what is called dishonesty, or you can call it the lack of fear of God. The lack of fear of God. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs chapter 14, verse 34, seeth thou, Proverbs 14, 34, it said, righteousness exalts a nation. Righteousness exalts a nation. But sin is a reproach to any people. Sin is a reproach. See, lack of fear of God has caused a lot of people to close doors of blessings to themselves. Dishonesty has made people to personally put the lock on their doors to success, lock it, and throw it away. Just one single dishonest act. A lot of time, like I said earlier, we look for the tangibles, whereas the intangibles are more valuable than the tangibles. The intangibles are more valuable than the tangibles. A lot of time we look at the immediate benefit, rather than look at the long-term benefit of what God is set to do for us. I pray for you this morning that the Lord God Almighty will bless you in the name of Jesus. I said the Lord will bless you in the name of Jesus. There is a story of a man called Gehazi in the book of 2 Kings, chapter 5, from verse 20 to 27. Gehazi would have taken the double portion or perhaps triple portion of the anointing of Elisha. Because of our time, Gehazi was a servant of Elisha, the man of God. There was a man called Naaman who came from Syria, wealthy general, but he was a leper. And he came to see the man of God, that's the master of Gehazi, Elisha. And Elisha asked him, go and take your bath in the river Jordan. And after doing that, the Bible said he became clean of his leprosy. And the man asked, I said, man of God, what do I give to you to appreciate you? And the man of God said, no, there's no need. Then Gehazi said, how can my master do this? This man is a very rich man. And he went behind the master to go and meet the man. And he said, all is well. My master has sent me. The master did not send him. Saying, behold, even now, there be come to me from Mount Ephraim, two young men of the sons of the prophet. I pray thee, give a talent of silver and two changes of garments. Praise the Lord. And Naaman said, be content. take 2 talents, and enlarge him, and burn 2 talents of silver in 2 bags, with 2 changes of garments, and lay them upon 2 of his servants, that they bear them before him. The man even gave him people to help him to carry the thing. Proceed of lies. Praise the Lord. And when he came to the tower, he took them from their hand and bestowed them in the house. And he let the men go, and they departed. But when he went in and stood before his master, and Elisha said unto him, whence comest thou, Gehazi? And he said, thy servant went no whither. Another lie. No lie, once you lie one, it will give birth to another one. It will keep on growing and bearing more fruit. And he said unto him, went not my heart with thee when the man turned again from his chariots to meet thee? Is it a time to receive money and to receive garments and olive yards and vineyard and sheep and oxen and men servants and maid servants? Can we continue? The leprosy therefore of Laman shall cleave unto thee and unto thy seed forever. And he went out from his presence a leper as white as snow. This was a man predestined to take over from Elisha. If he had waited patiently and remained loyal and not be dishonest, he will have more than 2 bags of silver or gold. He will have more than 2 bags of silver. He will have plenty of things because God will bless him. Just 2 changes of garment made him to be cursed and his generation cursed forever. May we not sold our birthright just because of immediate gratifications in the name of Jesus. Vices like lying, cheating, stealing, taking that which does not belong to us unlawfully, doing things that are not right, are all aimed by the devil at closing the door of blessings to a believer. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs chapter 16, verse 8. Proverbs 16, verse 8. Say, better is a little with righteousness than great revenues without right. The question is, many of us, we say, sir, is this possible in this world? Yes, it is. Because God has given us the grace. Praise the Lord. Contentment is great gain. Contentment is great gain. Contentment is great gain. Be contented with what you have. Don't live in disloyalty, in dishonesty, in cheating and doing things that are not right. These are the things that make people to close doors to their breakthroughs, doors to their blessings, doors to their advancement. Young lady that is messing up and down, doing abortion left, right, center, just because of what she wants for today. Because she want to use a particular class of makeup, or she want to do a particular class of hairdo, or she want to wear a particular class of hair of clothes, carry a particular brand of mobile device, and after some years decided to, I want to settle down now, and settle down, and now to conceive becomes an issue. Is it medically you have now become barren? Why? Because of what you have done. The door to being fruitful biologically was not shot by the devil. It was shot by herself. Praise the Lord. Or a young man that says, God is taking too much time. I want to be rich. Now. Yahoo plus is what is needed. And decide to go into it. And the people that did the thing for him will not tell him that, look, this thing, the expiry date is 5 years or 10 years. After that, as the thing is expiring, you are also expiring. Meanwhile, this is somebody that God has destined that is going to become a great person. And as the thing is expiring, he also expires with it. May we not miss our time of visitations in the name of Jesus. God's delight is for every one of us to enjoy outstanding blessings. And that shall be your portion in the name of Jesus. Number 4. Is lack of focus. Lack of focus. Lack of focus. It takes focus to access open doors, and it takes focus to open doors. There are some doors that you cannot open if you are not focused on it. If you want to open the door, the ignition of your car, you have to be focused. You can't be putting the key. Yes, I know there are some cars now that comes that keyless. Just press and the thing will start. Fine. But even at that, you still need to be focused to drive it. Praise the Lord. If you horn it and you decide not to be focused as you are driving, you are saying, hey, Yarisika Ekweleo, hey, John, how are you? Hey, you won't get to where you are going. It's not possible. Focus. 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 Your primary assignment as a student is for you to study. Focus on that study. Your primary assignment is not to do business. Yes, you might do business. I am not against that. Yes, but don't let the business now take away your studies in so much that you are now performing poorly. No. Focus. Focus. Focus on your assignment. Hallelujah. When a believer loses focus, door cannot be opened to him. Matthew chapter 6 verse 22. Matthew chapter 6 verse 22. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thy eye be single, thy whole body shall be what? Full of light. That is, if you are single, your whole body will be full of light. We used to do some experiments in those days. We light paper with, what do you call this thing? This glass. Magnifying lens. You put the paper, then you put the rays of the sun, then you focus the entire rays of the sun on a particular spot. After focusing on that particular spot for some time, you see the thing start burning without you lighting a match. Praise the Lord. You ignite the thing. Do you know why? Because you have concentrated all the rays of the sun coming into that thing on a particular point. And that generates heat that brings about combustion. When you focus on what God has designed you for, you generate ideas. You generate ideas that will take you to your place of honor. You generate ideas that will open doors to blessing to you. Don't be a jack of all trade, master of zero. Focus on your assignment. Focus. You will always access doors as you focus in the name of Jesus. You will always access doors in the areas of life that you focus on. You can only become focused when your eye is single. Just like the scripture that we have read. Praise the Lord. Can I tell you this? You become a focus when you are focused in life. When you are focused in life, people will focus on you. You become a reference point. You become somebody that people refer to. It is because you are focused that make people to focus on you. The moment you lose focus, people don't focus on you. Papa will always say this. He that all that are looking at does not do what? Look here and there. You cannot go to the market to buy something. And you get to the market and because of all the things you have seen in the market, you decided to be looking here and there. You will never buy anything. Praise the Lord. So focus so that you can become a focus. God bless you in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. If you want more doors to open to you, remain focused. Being able to do many things does not mean that we must do many things in life. This is the problem that some of us have. I had this problem before until God delivered me from it. If you are the type that can do many things, you are a multifaceted person. You can do a whole lot of things. And because of that, today you are in this, tomorrow you are in that, tomorrow you are in this. You will be doing all, but your speed rate and growth rate will not be what God wants you to be. So pick one or two that you know is your core area of strength and focus on it. And you see yourself moving and becoming big in life. May you move and become big in life in the name of Jesus. Because focus is important to progress in life. May you enjoy outstanding progress in life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Another thing that hinders people from accessing open door is satanic attacks. Satanic attacks. This is another hindrance to open doors. In the book of Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12. The Bible says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. Against the what? The rulers of the darkness of this world. Against spiritual wickedness in high places. I tell you, the hidden part of this world is full with habitation of cruelty. The world is filled with habitation of cruelty. There is evil, and it's becoming more and more. And that is why we must rise up. And that is why I pity people that cannot pray, that can't fast, that can't do the things that we empower them spiritually. Praise the Lord. These forces and adversaries always stand a believer open doors. Paul the Apostle said in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 16 verse 9, say, for a great door effectual is open unto me, but there are many adversaries. For a great door is open unto me, there are many adversaries. 1 Corinthians 16 9. Great door was open, but there are adversaries. I tell you, when doors are open unto you, adversaries will come. Challenges will come. Scenarios of life will come. You must be ready to fight. You must be ready to overcome. Today, in the name of Jesus, I pray every adversary against your success, against your breakthrough, against your development, against your promotion, they are arrested in the name of Jesus. Many times, people are doing all that is needful, but the devil is working against their progress. May the devil not work against your progress in the name of Jesus. Every power, every forces of darkness, every curses that the devil is using to be an hindrance to your open doors, they are put to shame this morning in the name of Jesus. Number six is sin. Sin. Sin is the last hindrance that we'll be looking at today. This is a major hindrance to open doors. First, the book of Isaiah chapter 59 from verse 1 to 2. Isaiah 59 from verse 1 to 2. The Bible says, behold, the hand of the Lord is not shortened that it cannot save, neither is his ear heavy that he cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Sin is a reproach. Sin creates a gulf between man and God. Sin makes a man to be separated from God. A lot of time, many of us look at certain things and say they are not sin. You know, in the course of some weeks ago, somebody that worked with me on a particular place were talking, and I was saying it's difficult to get people that are righteous that can help someone to do work and this and that. That this person, I asked him to do this, he did not do it. He said, sir, Mama Dogma Sini. I said, how? He said, sometimes you need to tell some white lies to these people. Said, there's a way he call it, Iro Kinikan, I can't remember. Not Iro for me, he call it Iro Kinikan, I can't remember. He said, you need to do it. I said, how? He said, sometimes when you know you are not going to come to the farm, you will call them and say, hello, I'm on my way to the farm now. The work I asked you to do, I will soon visit you. I'm there now, I'm there. You are not there. I said, he said, yes. I said, Said, sometimes when you need to give them something, you tell them, this is what you will do. And I said, is that not sin? He said, that's not sin, no. God is using that to help you to be blessed. I said, okay, I didn't say anything. My wife was saying, hey, pastor, this one is serious. I said, don't worry, just leave him. A lot of time we say we tell white lies. Where is it written that there can be a lie that is black, and one lie is yellow, another lie is red, and this one is white? Does he have color? Have you seen any lie that has color before? Lie is lie. White, black, blue, purple, whatever, it's lie. It is lie. Say, you can say some lie to save your life. Good. But it is still a lie. Praise the Lord. I know you say, but Father Abraham lied. Yes, it is a lie. God just had mercy on him. Praise the Lord. But even the lie that we say Father Abraham lied, when you look at it critically, it's not a lie. Some people say, but he lied. It's not a lie. He said, tell them, you are my sister. And going back genealogically, Sarah was actually his sister. So it wasn't a lie. So many of us quote scriptures and use it to back up certain things that are not right. few days ago, we were talking about our son. We were sharing drinks. And as we are sharing drinks, somebody brought some bottles loaded with some whitish liquid. I know you know those liquid that is using some foams, and want to put it in the drum where I'm sharing drinks. I told the person, you cannot put it. Say, it's just palm wine. I said, you can't put it. You cannot put it. And the person made me to know that palm wine is good. It's good for the body. It's good for your health. In fact, it contains this and this. I allowed him. I said, have you forgotten what I studied and where I trained and what I know? This is alcohol. And I can prove it to you that it is alcohol. So because it is alcohol, I will not allow you to put it here. A lot of time we compromise our standard on the platform of you want to please somebody. It is better I please God than I please man. It is better. Sin, no matter how small, it's a sin. Say, after all, I'm not fornicating. I'm not committing adultery. I'm not committing this. We look at the big, big sin. I'm not a murderer. I'm not a this. But there are some little, little foxes that the devil uses to come against a believer. The Bible says he is our adversary. He will always present cases against every of our supplications. So that is why we have to stay away from sin. And I pray that the grace to live a life that is pure, that is right before God, will be granted unto each and everyone in the name of Jesus. Sin is an hindrance to open door. No matter how small the sin is, it will create an hindrance. No matter how small, no matter how big, no matter what kind of sin it is, it will create an hindrance. And I pray that every hindrance to your prayers be destroyed in the name of Jesus. And I tell you this, you cannot live above sin if you don't know Christ. Anybody that doesn't know Christ, who has not given his or her life to Christ, cannot walk above sin, cannot enjoy the grace to live above sin, cannot enjoy the grace, the help of the Holy Spirit to live a life that is pleasing unto God. And that is why I want you to know this morning that the first step to take is to surrender your life to Jesus and ask him to come into your life and give you the grace to live a life that is pleasing unto him. Brethren, God's desire is that we enjoy access to him. Access to him. I said it on Saturday, on Friday night, that when you have access to God, you have access to everything. When you have access to God, you have access to everything. It is not possible that my Father is the owner of the world. The entire universe belongs to him. And me, as his child, will need something and I will not be able to access him. But where we read in the book of Isaiah chapter 59 verse 1 and 2, say, it is your sin that has separated between you and God. Praise the Lord. Your sin put a separation between you and God. And as long as there's that separation, you cannot access the Father. You cannot access the blessings of the Father. And that is why this morning, I want us to know the first step to accessing open door is the step of surrendering one's life to Christ. If you are here this morning, you have not given your life to Christ, another opportunity is coming for you to do so. Or perhaps you have done that, but you know within your heart of heart that you are not living a right life with God. Please reconsider yourself and reconsider your ways. And as you do this, the Lord will give you the grace to access him and to access open doors all the days of your life in the name of Jesus. Adversaries will come. Paul the apostle says, for a great door effectual is open unto me, but there are many adversaries. The grace to overcome adversaries becomes available when you are connected to God. The grace to overcome adversaries becomes available when you are connected to God. Because by the arm of flesh, you cannot prevail against principalities.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.